This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar will take oath today for the 10th time as the Chief Minister of Bihar. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna at 11:30 a.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many dignitaries will attend the event. Yesterday, JDU Chief Nitish Kumar was elected as leader of the National Democratic Alliance NDA Legislature Party. The decision was taken during a joint meeting of newly elected MLAs of the five constituent parties of the coalition in Patna. NDA has achieved a landslide victory in the recently concluded state assembly elections, returning to power by clinching 202 seats in the 243-member house. Earlier in the day, BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary was elected as leader of the party legislature, while Vijay Sinha was elected as the deputy leader. The Supreme Court will deliver its opinion today on the reference made by the President under Article 143 of the Constitution, seeking the top court's opinion whether timelines can be imposed on governors to act on bills passed by the state legislatures in the absence of a constitutionally prescribed time limit. A constitution bench headed by Chief Justice of India, B.R. Gawai, on September 11th had reserved its decision after hearing oral arguments over 10 days from Attorney General R. Venkata Ramani and Solicitor General Tushar Mehta for the centre, as well as from opposition rule states including Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, Kerala, Karnataka, Telangana, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh, who opposed the presidential reference. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Ambikapur in Chhattisgarh today to participate in the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas celebrations. The state-level concluding ceremony of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas will be held today at the PG College ground in Ambikapur city of Chhattisgarh. President Murmu will honour the family members of tribal uprising heroes and freedom fighters in Ambikapur. The program will be presided over by the Governor of Chhattisgarh, Raman Deka. Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai, Union Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Oram and many other public representatives will also be present on the occasion. India has expanded its Visa on Arrival VOA facility for UAE nationals to include Cochin, Calicut and Ahmedabad international airports. With this move, UAE citizens now have access to VOA at 9 major entry points across India. Earlier, the facility was available at centres in New Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Kochi. The facility is available exclusively to UAE nationals who have previously obtained an Indian e-visa or a regular paper visa. UAE citizens arriving in India under this scheme may stay for up to 60 days and can enter for tourism, business, conference or medical purposes. The visa allows double entry within the 60-day period. The 56th International Film Festival India IFFI 2025 is all set to begin in Goa today. The remarkable event promises to be a grand celebration of global cinema. Over 240 films from 81 countries will be screened during the 9-day mega event. Japan is featured as a country of focus. Goa's Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant inspected the venue last evening, ensuring everything is in order for the event. He will inaugurate the Waves Film Bazaar around 11 a.m, hours before the festival opens with a grand parade. We have more from a correspondent.
The wait is finally over. As the curtains part on IFFI 2025, the city of Goa has transformed into a canvas of cinematic dreams. IFFI 2025 is all set to enthrall all cinephiles from across the globe. The Waves Film Bazaar, India's premier film market offering co-production opportunities and networking, will be inaugurated by Chief Minister Pramod Sawant today before the grand parade. The air is alive with anticipation as the who's who of the film fraternity gather to witness the inauguration of this grand spectacle. The stars shine bright, the lights twinkle, and the city is set ablaze with the fire of artistic expression. The festival promises to be an unforgettable experience, screening over 240 films from 81 countries, including 13 world premieres, 5 international premieres and 46 Asian premieres. Japan is the country of focus this year. This is Saira Mujtaba, Akashvani News, Goa.
In badminton, Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen and Aejas Pranoy reached the second round of the men's singles in the Australian Open Super 500.